Trump orders flags at half-staff in remembrance of shooting victims. By Amy Furr on August 5, 2019. The White House issued a proclamation Sunday ordering flags be flown at half-staff in memory of the victims of the mass shootings over the weekend in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. Through our grief, America stands united with the people of El Paso and Dayton. May God be with the victims of these two horrific crimes and bring aid and comfort to their families and friends, the proclamation stated. The order continued. As a mark of solemn respect for the victims of the terrible acts of violence perpetrated on August 3, 2019, in El Paso, Texas, and on August 4, 2019, in Dayton, Ohio, by the authority vested in me as President of the United States by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, I hereby order that the flag of the United States shall be flown at half-staff at the White House and upon all public buildings and grounds, at all military posts and naval stations, and on all naval vessels of the federal government in the District of Columbia and throughout the United States and its territories and possessions until sunset, August 8, 2019. On Monday, the president wrote on Twitter that America should not forget the recent tragedies and encouraged both parties to find common ground in order to move forward. We cannot let those killed in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, die in vain. Likewise for those so seriously wounded. We can never forget them, and those many who came before them, he said. Republicans and Democrats must come together and get strong background checks. Perhaps marrying this legislation with desperately needed immigration reform. We must have something good, if not great, come out of these two tragic events. The president concluded. While boarding Air Force One on Monday morning, President Trump told reporters he was speaking with lawmakers about solutions regarding guns in America. We're talking to a lot of people, and a lot of things are in the works, and a lot of good things, he commented.